WHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, we did it. Governor Murphy is expected to announce today at noon that the goal of 4.7 million individuals who live, work, or study in New Jersey have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Murphy will be at Rutgers Medical School at University Hospital in Newark, where the first vaccination shot was given in December. Over the past few months, the percentage of Jersey long-term care workers who have gotten vaccinated has risen from 56 to almost 65%. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says this is good, but efforts will continue to get that number even higher.
70% is not a magic number, but it's certainly a number that, you know, we feel anything above that is really excellent. I think we'll get there.
86.3% of residents in long-term care and assisted living facilities in Jersey are fully vaccinated. The search for that plane crash in the waters off LBI Thursday has been called off. Police say reports of the crash appear to be unfounded. The Ocean County Sheriff tells the Asbury Park Press the man who called in the crash sounded legitimate and confident in what he saw, but there's been no sign of anything. The search was called off after 2 hours. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his government to be fully prepared for confrontation with the U.S. Talks aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear program have been stalled for more than 2 years now. The U.S. and others have urged the North to return to talks, but Kim has said the U.S. must withdraw what it calls a hostile policy toward North Korea if it wants the talks to resume. Sirens will soon sound each night in Atlantic City at 10 p.m., marking the arrival of a juvenile curfew prohibiting those under 18 from being on the streets. The new policy was put into effect amid a slew of violent incidents involving kids. Those under 18 need to be off the streets before the siren sounds. Once it does, officers are permitted to bring violators to headquarters, and a parent must come pick them up. Fines for repeat violations can reach $1,000. The Summer Stages Guide, now available on the Discover Jersey Arts website, lets you know what live performances are going on around the state this summer, where and when, with a grid of COVID-19 safety symbols. And you can look for at participating venues to be fully informed about what these performance spaces are doing to keep you safe, wherever an event may be.
Downtown, private farms, you know, municipal and county parks. We're going to see arts all over the place, all over New Jersey, more so than ever. And that's really a big part of what Summer Stages is highlighting.
Adam Pearl of Art Pride New Jersey says this weekend especially features several events related to Juneteenth. In the first year, it is being recognized as both a state and federal holiday. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. How's the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Tominski and Doyle.
Yeah, like, are there going to be, like, guys dressed far better than me from the Republican Party knocking on my door? Whatever these political types do, I don't know.
You're in the inner circle now.
See, I don't want to be in the inner circle. I want to make fun of the inner circle. That's what we do.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and nj1015.com.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
New Jersey Transit has 25-minute delays in both directions on the Newark light rail on the main line near Grove Street because of a slow-speed derailment that took place near Grove Street. New Jersey Turnpike still a little busy on the western spur on the northbound side into 280 at 15W. Other than that, Turnpike looks like it's in pretty good shape. Garden State Parkway, we have some heavy traffic on the southbound side coming down from Bloomfield from 148 down to about 147, then gradual improvement farther south down toward 145, going into the construction work there at Route 280. 195 looks good from 295 all the way to the Garden State Parkway. We had a crash a little bit earlier on 295 on the southbound side at exit 25 for Route 47. That incident has now been cleared out of the way, and watch for construction work on Delsey Drive northbound by County Route 551 Broadway in Westville. Leaving New Jersey, 10 minutes on the George Washington Bridge. No delays at the Lincoln or Holland Tunnels. Ben Franklin, Walt Whitman Bridges leaving New Jersey. The right lane closed. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow down a whopping 452 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:05.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:08 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Well, it's about time to fire up the old air conditioner again as temperatures soar into the 80s as we dive into this weekend. Today's high in the lower 80s, a nice day with clouds increasing into this afternoon. A batch of showers may blow through this evening, and you will start to notice higher humidity by tonight, too. Our low temperature will only fall into the mid to upper 60s. That's a big difference from the past couple of nights. Tomorrow, turning steamy and summer-like, highs 85 to 90 with sun and clouds, and we will have to watch for a few spot thunderstorms tomorrow, especially late day. Father's Day Sunday, partly sunny with some early morning showers, otherwise a dry day, and still very warm, 85 to 90. One more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Now that the weather is nice, don't you want to be back outside doing the things you love? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Right now, Ventnor 75 degrees, Vernon 71, Voorhees 76. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.